go this way.
Okay.
What you see in here is from the settlement of Millington.
Room by room, I walk through the museum with historian Eleanor Pierce, who showed me all kinds of pictures, maps, and artifacts from the lost towns of Enfield, Greenwich, Prescott, and Dana. I got to see a red Enfield Fire Department jacket with a large E on it and a farewell ball poster dated April 1938 for all the residents of those four towns to say goodbye. 2,500 home and business owners got paid for their land, which was then burned and flooded to make way for the Quabbin Reservoir. At one time, there were several mountains in that valley of towns. The mountains and everything else are now underwater.
Everything but the tips of these mountains show.
Suzanne Cooley Martin's 94-year-old dad lived in Dana with his family as a kid. They were one of the last holdouts to leave.
That's what killed his grandfather. He was so depressed. Even his mother was very depressed when they had to leave the valley. This was their life. It still hurts my father to think they lost that. It was mostly how they were losing their way of life. Everything was changing. They're losing everything they ever had. You only can take so much out with you with what you have.
While the four lost towns are gone, their footprint still remains in the minds of those who live there.
All it is memories, and lots of those.
Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ, Boston's News Radio.